DOTW Mobile.
DOT Mobile.
2KN4 TFW.
And how are you today?
One day closer to Friday.
I'm all for that. Let's see. It's kind of muggy out there today. Man, we had some serious thunder and lightning going on last night.
Sunday afternoon about 5 over here, and then I see it. Must have rained sometime during the night, but I never heard it. Didn't wake me up.
Rain yesterday afternoon went out and cut the grass and everything, so it held off good for that, so we were able to get all that done. No rain before went to bed, and then not too long after I went to bed, the thunder and lightning just was incredible. Shaking the house type stuff for a long time. I don't know, I didn't pay attention to the time for sure, but I'd say probably at least a good solid hour or more, just constant, every few seconds to a minute, you'd have something big come by.
That bad storm. I never heard that over here. I know it was Susan, when she got home about 10, she said she could see lightning back off in the distance, so that was probably what the dog was scared about.
Roger that. I'm sure that'll do it to him.
Subject for this weekend. More chicken coops.
One last thing I need to do to it, but I don't know if I'll do it this weekend or not. We'll see. Possible. But I was looking at the forecast. Looks like we got rain for the weekend, so I don't know if that's just going to be like those afternoon type things. If so, I might be able to knock something out in the morning, but yeah, I still got one little thing to do that, but not a crucial thing. So I worked on the Raspberry Pi a little bit more last night, got it set up to where I can remote into it from, you know, somewhere else, like my iPad or another computer and stuff. Got that set up, so made sure that was working. So probably tonight, probably when I get home, I'll probably start a pretty large download of some software on it. That's supposed to take a few hours to do, so I'll probably start that when I get home and see if I can't get some of those softwares loaded up so that I can control the radio with it.
Listen to it from a remote location.
I don't know how to do it yet to where I can get into the Raspberry Pi from a location outside of my network. That I have not figured out how to do yet. I haven't got that far. Right now it was just, as long as I'm within my home network, I can get into it. So I'll have to figure that part of it out. But these will be softwares like if I was running a laptop or something, like running FLDigi and WinLink and that kind of stuff. You know, it would be it's basically just like you're using a laptop, but you're just using the little Raspberry Pi and, say, something like your phone or an iPad instead.
Seems like you're learning pretty quick.
So, Roger that. I mean, I've done, you know, I've played with FLDigi a lot just with the hook into a regular laptop, and, you know, so I know my way around those things. So, basically, all I've got to do is just get the stuff loaded on this thing, and, you know, I'll be up and rolling. So it's been a lot of fun. I like this thing. I'm going to probably get another one to build so that I can leave them in the car, hook to the radios in the car to be able to control them that way too. So we'll see, step at a time. But yeah, they're neat. What projects you got for this weekend?
Get grass cut. I don't guess there's anything else. I didn't get to do it yesterday. I got home, had a couple things I had to do inside, and then by the time I went to the grocery store, and by the time I come out of the grocery store, the bottom had fell out, so grass was too wet to cut.
Grass was just borderline too much to cut yesterday as far as wet, and but we did it anyway. anyway, it turned out good. But yeah, even though it looked, I mean, it looked nice and dry, but man, once you start cutting, it just found out real quick. It was wet underneath.
Radio yesterday afternoon, going home.
Good deal. Was he doing all right?
Mama went out to eat, and he went and put a couple of tires on his truck.
About right. He says he burns through his tires and brakes on that thing with that route, which I could imagine so.
Some ammo for his new pistol that the boys got him.
Cool, man. I'm glad he was able to find some. Stuff's been hard to get here lately. Yeah, good. I know he'll have fun plinking around with that.
22s, you can't hardly find anything else out there.
I realize anybody had any 22s right now either. It's funny how that stuff comes and goes on which ones get gone. For a while there, you know, you couldn't find 22s to save your life, but you could get other stuff, especially like 40 caliber was just, you know, everywhere. And now it's kind of flipped on its head. I wouldn't mind getting a few more 22s set aside.
So me and Mama, we were looking for some 380s. We either went to or called probably 10 different stores, and nobody had any.
That seems to be the story for everybody right now. I know some guys that they're able to. They watch like the Facebook posts and websites and all that stuff pretty regularly, and they're able to find some good deals and stuff every once in a while. But man, you gotta be fast.
You know, you go to all the online spots and that, and it says, you know, you can click on notify me when it's in, you know, and that, and nobody knows when it's going to happen. And that, I did buy some, and that took a couple of weeks to get, but I found a couple.
It was nice and wet, so it must not have stopped raining too long ago over here, because it's still soaked over here.
Some wet spots, but it's, for the most part, it's dry, but I see water puddled up on the sides.
Pulling up, so I'm going to jump out of here, kickstart this day. I hope you have a great one today. Stay safe and stay low under that radar. Hopefully no machines break down, but if they do, hopefully your courier services are willing to jump on it and get going. Have a good one today, Ken. 7-3s. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
I hope you have an awesome day and stay safe, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. Exceed Mobile. KN4TFW.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Just looking forward to this Friday Eve.
Good day to go, don't you?
Yeah, well, today's Friday Eve. Yeah, it'd be one more for this week for sure.
That storm last night?
The road was wet, and I could see that it rained. The deck was wet and everything, but I never heard it. Jim said it was terrible over by his house. It was just thunder and lightning just every few minutes or every few seconds, and that it was terrible.
Through the center of that thing, it was very relaxed. And I love the lightning and the thunder and the heavy rain. I mean, I told my wife, I said, let's get in the bed. This is good sleeping weather right here.
Yeah, my dog didn't like it. I know when Susan got home, she said she could see it lightning off in the distance.
They've got to where now they go into the bathroom and huddle around. They scared to death of that stuff.
And you can tell when it's coming because she'll be scared 30 minutes before it ever gets there. And thunder happens, and you can't hardly get back to the house for stripping over all the time. She's right there under your feet.
Yeah, they'll huddle around. If we're in the bed, they head into the bathroom. I don't know what's comforting in there other than just close quarters.
One of them little dog beds in the closet, and then she'll go in the closet kind of where it's dark and she can't see it. Again for today.
Yeah, I got be by myself today.
You got to travel.
I'll be working at the shop. The other guy that helps me, he's a business owner too. You know, we do quality control and technical support and test drives and that kind of thing. And every once in a while we'll get in on something, working on it. But he's off on Thursdays, so he has to go through this on Tuesday. I go through it on Thursday.
That seems like the Thursday would be better than the Tuesday. Tuesday, you're just catching the last of the Monday crowd.
Wednesday's a Monday, Thursday's a Monday, Friday's a Monday. That never changes.
Bunch of Mondays every week, right?
I got a week of Mondays. 8 days a week. Away.
No, that's negative. I haven't seen any fog at all.